a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's Haibu.com. Or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
You say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. Why am I hearing echo when I talk? What's going on? There you go. Thank you. Somebody messed up.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Hey, Dan, maybe one time when you get another band together, I could make a guest appearance and sing.
I have another band together.
Because I think there are a couple of songs that I could fake my way through. You know, as long as they have a lot of that, where you kind of just find the note, you know, you don't have to really be dead on it from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I'm in another band now, and when we start playing out, we will invite you
out. I'm going to charge a fortune.
We will invite you out and let you come up and sing a song.
No, you got to get, you know, whatever the gate is or the door, whatever they call it.
Oh, okay.
To set aside like $1,000 for me to do a song.
Okay.
Right. I'm not just giving it away.
Okay.
Talking about. If you missed the first hour, there's more. More as we celebrate the death of Sylvia Brown. Let me, because this is a great day to do this, let me remind you of one other thing that is testimony to how unbelievably stupid and gullible people are. Jim Baker. Jim Baker went to prison because he stole so much money from people. Remember, he sold memberships to that goofy Heritage USA, which in Fort Mill, South Carolina, which was his. And the reason I know a lot about this is I lived 10 miles from Fort Mill for about 10 months. And he sold memberships. It's like that movie, The Producers, where you sell more than 100%. You sell like 120% of something that's only 100%. And he goes to prison. And he gets out of prison. And by the way, it wasn't just that. He's, as a minister, he's found he did it with Jessica Hahn. He's got all this other stuff that, boy, my goodness, a minister shouldn't be doing that. And he gets out. I'm not making this up. You can see him on TV right now. He still has a ministry out of Branson and a TV show. And people are sending him money. What's the matter with people? What does it take? There is no amount of information that can cause some people to change their minds. It's true. One of the things I've learned, especially with all this political stuff, is that when somebody is dug in, whether it's with religion or politics, you're not going to budge them. You can show them all the evidence in the world, and it's not going to change a thing, because they'll have a reason why that's not good enough. Well, yeah, but that's just one example. Well, that doesn't mean, you know, sometimes it does mean that you're wrong. You're just wrong. And, you know, I'm as bad as anybody else about wanting to be right. But, man, if you show me enough stuff, we could take a couple of calls. What I'd love to do, because this is Thursday when we have more time for calls, I would love to hear from some people. And please don't call me and say, well, I went to a psychic once, and he said I'd be married within a year, and within a year I was married. That's not psychic ability. You know, that's just one of those random sort of, got lucky and got one. It's not specific enough to be any kind of psychic power at all. I'd love to hear from somebody who went to an acclaimed, supposedly credible psychic where they couldn't have been more wrong, or from anybody who's been duped or taken. And let me add this. Don't be ashamed to say that it happened to you, because we all get one pass. I think everybody's entitled to get sucked in and be duped at least once. I have been. I've been taken in. Fooled, and it was church-related, and I found out later I was just a sucker, and I lost money, and I should have known better. You know, you learn by doing, but once you do learn, if you keep doing, then you fall in the stupid category. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Good afternoon to you. What's up?
Frank, I got two things for you. Number one, on the Sylvia Brown, I used to watch her occasionally on Montel Williams, and yeah. I would get a kick out of her predictions that she had on the show, and at one time, Montel had something that really did happen, and he made a big deal about her saying that she mentioned it, saying that it came true.
Well, sure he did, because once you stumble on one that accidentally hits, that's the one you're going to make a big deal out of.
Oh, man, it was something else.
But you know what, Dan, that's exactly the thing that will cause some people to say, well, you're wrong, and here's why, and they'll cite one example. And, Dan, if I sat here right now and made, like I said, six predictions for you, one of them is going to be right. And then that's exactly what we're talking about here. What else you got?
The other thing is, I want to change the subject on something. You heard that Cher was coming to concert in St. Louis, didn't you?
I believe I did.
Yeah, and then also, you know, that they were talking about having the Spice Girls open for, and that she was going to do a number with them, and she was going to come out as Old Spice.
Oh.
Now, is that a homemade joke, Dan? Are you taking credit for that?
No, I can't take credit for it, Frank. I heard it on another station somewhere, but I couldn't wait to tell you.
Well, I hope that you couldn't wait to tell us as an example of the bad humor on other stations.
Yeah, that's bad humor, but at least you gave me the drums. That's all I needed to hear.
Well, you know what, Dan? We gave you the drums because you're AM and the PM, and you're one of us, and you get the drums sometimes when you barely deserve
every day,
it.
All day.
I know that. Thank you, Dan.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We give our listeners a little leeway.
Yeah.
Cut them a little slack. Old Spice. Another station actually did that and thought that was funny.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part of all. Ray, how are you, Ray?
You guys doing?
We're doing great today. It's a great day. It's a day of celebration.
Well, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, last week you had a guy on the radio who was talking about that world's largest toy museum in Branson.
Yes.
And just by some circumstance, by chance, my wife and I, actually Kathy, were going down there for the weekend, so we thought we'd stop by, and he was right. It was absolutely one of the neatest places you ever want to go to.
And let me ask you, did you also, are you with us, having never have heard of this place before?
I had never heard of this place.
Yeah, right down the road.
I've been going down to Branson off and on for years, probably 20 years. You know, go down maybe once a year.
Well, that's even more astonishing.
I've heard of the place.
That's even more astonishing. You've been there before. I've not been to Branson but once for a meeting in and out, but you've been there and still didn't know the place existed.
Never even heard of it, and it was actually cool. We, my wife actually found some discount coupons, so instead of like 9-something, we got in for 7-something. We spent 2 hours there, and I never got to see close to any. It was the most amazing thing. Every corner you turned around, there was something neater than the other corner you just came around. It was toys you had from kids. It was amazing.
Yeah, and for anybody who didn't hear, real quickly, it's the world's largest toy museum, over 1 million toys, and it's sitting right in Branson, Missouri, and none of us even knew it existed. I stumbled on it looking at some other article, and I happened to just link that linked me to that. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I'm glad, thanks for letting everybody know that it's worth a visit.
It is, and you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk some other time. Take care, Frank.
Thank you, Ray. All right. See, listeners helping listeners. That's what we like. Rich is here. Hello, Rich.
Yeah, Frank, I did hear one of her fortunes come true.
Of course you did.
That she told that she was going to be a very rich lady someday.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, she was right about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, Frank, I wanted to tell you I'm going to Dallas tomorrow.
Okay.
To the Dealey Plaza ceremonies.
Wow, that'll be a great place to be tomorrow.
I'm taking my daughter down there, and they're having a big thing down in Dealey Plaza that we are fortunate enough, lucky to go. And I did want to exonerate, though, because I actually was campaigning with Bobby Kennedy when he was killed.
Wow.
Wow.
I want to exonerate Dan, though, He was not involved in the assassination.
No, I wasn't. You know what? Coming from you, we've got to give that some credibility.
Well, let me tell you why. Because the other day you guys were talking about JFK being in Tampa the day before the assassination.
Right.
It really was Monday the 18th.
Oh, so
it couldn't have been Dan.
So, Dan, you're wrong.
I can vouch for Dan. He's clean.
Monday the 18th?
Monday the 18th is when he was there, yes.
Dan has been telling us all these years that he saw him in Tampa the day before he was assassinated.
Yeah, I thought it was the day before. I was
fine. Go back and look.
Wow.
They left D.C. in the morning, Thursday the 21st in the morning, and they flew to San Antonio is where they flew to.
So it's impossible that Dan could have seen him in Tampa the day before.
Right, because he was not there. He was there that Monday the 18th.
Which, I got to tell you, Rich, could be an indicator that he made that up to cover still some involvement.
I just wonder if he was in Dallas on the 22nd.
Saying he was in Tampa.
Yeah.
Thinking nobody would check. Thinking nobody'd bother to check.
We might
but you
have a
bothered.
Real conspiracy theory here.
Now we got to look into it for sure.
I'll look down there tomorrow when I'm in the museum. I'll be on the 6th floor museum.
Hey, that's going to be something tomorrow.
Yeah.
If anything significant enough that you think deserves to be reported, maybe next week you could let us know how that went.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich.
Take care.
Yeah, did I hear right on a news story that some, and I don't know how this could even happen, that they somehow accidentally paved over the X that was marked on the road where he got shot?
Yeah, they did.
How can that happen?
I don't know.
How could you possibly let that happen? Wow, because I saw the X. I've only been there once, and it was not long after, and it was an eerie, weird thing, and I saw that, that X down there. I don't know. That's such a historical, maybe somebody got fired for that. I think Tom is next. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Dan, how you doing?
How are
good,
you?
Tom.
Great, Tom.
All right. Frank, I appreciate the fact that you're taking on this lady in ways that other people won't.
We took her on before she died, by the way. It's not a cowardly way. We took her on many times before she died.
Right. It reminds me of the radio personality, Jim White, who was here in St. Louis. He used to do like a psychic hour, and someone would call in and say, well, I've lost this piece of jewelry that was very important to me, and he would act all contemplative, and he would say, well, I think it's someplace that you haven't looked yet. And they would act like that was some kind of revelation. Right?
Well, listen, how long have you been listening to this show?
Over 10 years.
Okay. Have you ever heard me do my psychic readings? Because I've done them probably 50 times, sporadically, not lately.
I think I have heard a couple of them at least.
And listen, and these guys will vouch for this. We've had people you could hear on the phone, they were in tears. They were so stunned that I nailed something as specific as I nailed it. And that's going to happen if you do 100 of them. You're going to hit 5 like that.
Right, it's just you spoke about James Randi, and I appreciate that you added the addendum about the religious people because James Randi, who is an atheist, he said, "Hey, if you got proof of Jesus, guardian angels, whatever, Jesus talking to you, guardian angels, whatever, $1 million on the table, it's never been taken away from him." And finally, Frank, have you ever heard of a person named Marjo Gortner?
Yes,
you have.
Yes, my name's been around a long time.
Okay, well, he had some evangelical huckster parents, and he was kind of thrust into the pulpit at the age of 4.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a name I remember from like back in the 60s, 70s even, right?
Yeah, it's the early 50s, and he was told to say that he had been divinely commanded to preach. If he complained or cried, his mother would hold him under the water tap or press a cushion on his face, always being careful, as he relates it, to leave no marks. Trained like a seal, he soon attracted cameras, and by the age of 6 was officiating at weddings of grown-ups.
Unbelievable.
His celebrity spread, and many flocked to see this miraculous child, right? But his best guess was that he had raised $3 million, none of it earmarked for his education or his future. At the age of 17, he rebelled, dropped out into the early 60s California counterculture, right? So 10 years later, he decides he's going to exact revenge for his stolen childhood. So he decides to do the general public a favor, and he invites a film crew to follow him as he, quote, returned, unquote, to preach the gospel. and, you know, took the trouble to explain how all the tricks are pulled. This is how you induce motherly women, which, you know, apparently he was a good-looking dude, part with their savings. This is how you time the music to create an emotional effect. This is when you speak of how Jesus spoke to you and visited you personally. This is how you put invisible ink on your forehead in the shape of a cross so that when you start sweating, the cross shows up.
Yeah.
And you know, he keeps all the promises, telling the film's director in advance what he can do, what he will do, and then does it to absolute conviction. People weep and yell, collapse in spasms and fits, shrieking their savior's name. Brutish old women and men start collecting the money before the quote-unquote service is even over. And what do you think, Frank, after all this? Now, this was Marjoe, M-A-R-J-O-E. It won an Academy Award in 1972 for documentary. What difference do you think it's made? Absolutely nothing.
None.
The noodles of the TV preachers continue to grind, and the poor continue to finance the rich, just like the glittering temples and palaces of Las Vegas have been built by the money of those who won rather than those who lost. Jimmy Swaggart is still on. Robert Tilden, of all people, is still on. And peace out, Frank. Have a good day.
Wow, that guy could be an evangelist.
No kidding.
He brings up a good point, though. It's never going to stop. All the evidence in the world, it's never going to stop. But we have to. Those of us smarter. Thank goodness I was not born. I'm not real smart, but I'm just glad that I'm not at that stupid level to get sucked into this stuff. And I think it's our responsibility. Yeah, she's gone. She's dead. But it's a good reason to warn people. Watch what your parents and grandparents are doing. If you have elderly parents, if you have grandparents, get nosy. See where they're writing their checks. See who they're funding, who they're supporting, whose private jets they're paying for. Don't let them just piddle away life savings and end up penniless because they gave all their money to these charlatans and these scam artists. Is George still on here?
Yes.
All right, George, you're up. Sorry, thanks for waiting. How are you?
Fine. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, George.
Hallelujah. I'm making a prediction for you, Frank.
All right,
let's
have
it. You're going to be on assignment every Friday for the rest of the year.
Unbelievable. You know what? How uncanny this is? Let me read you a memo. And George, we've never met. He couldn't have known this. Let me read you the email. No, Frank, and it's from management of KTRS. We have determined, and it was an unanimous vote, that you should be on assignment every Friday till the end of this calendar year 2013. Unbelievable.
Wow, George.
Way to go, George.
How long are your fingernails?
Way to go, George.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I guess I was wrong. There is that ability out there. Tony, let's get Tony in here. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. Hey, one thing that I just looked up on Wikipedia about Sylvia is she was married like at least three or four times. Now, if you were truly psychic, would you go ahead and get married knowing that it's going to end in divorce and you're going to have...
Of course you wouldn't.
Two or three more husbands.
You could look at the person and go, nah, I see a bleak future here. That's a great point. Here's the other great one, and I love it when people bring this up. Miss Cleo, Sylvia Brown, not one of these people, not one of them predicted 9/11, and not one has ever won the lottery. Yeah. What kind of psychic talent is that?
Yeah, I can tell you whenever I got married, if I knew that I was going to divorce, I would not marry that person.
I think we all agree with that.
Yep.
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, Tony, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I want to take another couple. I like talking to these people. It's Thursday. We got plenty of time. Rodney. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Great.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I want to give you a piece of information on your buddy Montel Williams.
Okay.
In the mid-'80s, I worked for the Department of the Navy over at McDonald's Douglas here in St. Louis. I was a contracting officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also fortunate enough to be made the head of the Black History Month committee. And we wanted to have a dynamic speaker come in. And keep in mind, Montel Williams, before he became the TV guru that he is, was in the Navy.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, and he's a very smart guy.
Oh, he's very smart.
He was a cryptographer. He could speak Japanese, Chinese, yep, about three or four other languages.
Oh, yeah.
And what we did is we asked him for Black History Month to come in and give a speech. You know what he told us? We'd have to pay him $30,000.
Well, of course he did.
$30,000.
Of course he did.
And we're sitting there, wait a minute, we're Navy, and he was still in the Navy.
You know, Rodney, what amazes me is the machine, the publicity machine that keeps these people's positive press, that keeps the press going.
Yeah.
Yet, what is it that suppresses and stomps out stories like yours? Your story is the one I should be reading about and seeing about. It would snuff these people out in their careers so
in
fast to make their heads spin.
Heartbeat.
Yeah, but that never gets out.
And when we try to say, well, wait a minute. You know, we talked to our bosses and all of that. They said, well, we'll take this up to the top. And, well, yeah, never went anywhere.
And I got no problem.
And he never came.
And by the way,
so we said, well, okay, the hell with it.
I have no problem paying somebody if they have expertise or information, pay them to speak, and fine. I got no problem with that. But don't go on and fake the tears and act like you're such a great humanitarian. And you know, where's the proof of that part of you? Hey, what a great story. That's a great story. I appreciate the call.
Hang in there.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, see? Those stories are out there. Let me take a quick break, and it's Thursday. We take a lot of calls on Thursday. We'll take more after we come back. Now, here's a line of work where there are people who will take advantage of you, and I had it happen to me many, many years ago. And let me tell you the beauty of this guy's scam. He was a financial advisor, and I genuinely liked this guy. This is many years ago. I trusted him. And one of the things that he did that later I realized was so brilliant, when I would go to his office and he'd sit with me and go, well, it looks like you're starting to do pretty well. I want to see you accumulate and acquire wealth, and I want you to be able to. It was all about me. He wanted me to be successful, and he wanted me to do well. And it wasn't until later on that I really started to put everything together and realized that what he was talking me into would benefit him for sure, but may or may not be good for me. In other words, he'd get his fee, he'd get his commit, no matter what happened with what I was spending. And the other thing he did was he made a point every time to make sure I said hello to his mother, who was in her 80s, who he had in his office working for, because he loved his mother so much that he wanted her to be under his watchful eye during the day. So he gave her some work to do in the office. I thought, wow, what a neat guy. His little 88-year-old mother is here. It was all part of the, maybe she wasn't even really his mother. I mean, honest to goodness, I look back and I go, what if that wasn't his mother? What if it was just an old lady and they had as part of the scam? He goes, like, I'll tell everybody you're my mom and they'll invest with me. It's everywhere. But then there are people that if I find something like that about, I would literally be shocked. It takes a lot to shock me. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I've spent considerable time talking with and meeting with and listening to and analyzing and studying more Mark Reardon than Jason. I've just, for whatever reason, Mark Reardon is kind of that extrovert, that guy who's out there and out front who'll just call and go, hey, buddy, how's everything going? You know, just for no good reason. And I think Jason is kind of more of the at the desk working numbers. And I'd be very surprised if everything that we've ever told you about them isn't 100% true. Now, have they ever recommended something to somebody that maybe didn't work out the way even they wanted it to? Of course. It's investing. Look, anybody who ever said, buy this stock, buy that stock, this mutual fund, that mutual fund, and then there's a dip in the market, anybody could say, well, that was bad advice. No, at the time, it was the best advice. If you want some help, if you want some help from some people who have a really good track record and who genuinely want you to do well, they do. Why wouldn't they? Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus. They're very nice. They're very easy to talk to. Look, unlike me, you could understand all this, and I don't even know the terminology, the trading and investing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But if you do, they'll speak your language. If you're green, then they'll speak your language too. And ask 1,000 questions. Ask them every. That's your job. ask them, well, what about this, and what about this, and why'd you recommend this, and how long have you been doing this, and tell me, give me whatever, throw it at them, because they're going to need to know some stuff about you before they can make a good decision. If you have $25,000 or more, you go to this website, and from there, you get a number, you make an appointment, you meet with them, and the rest is up to you and them. MarkandJason.com.
See how the traffic's looking right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they're still working with the accident on eastbound 270 between McDonald and Lindbergh. Only the right lane is blocked now. Three lanes getting through, but traffic is backed up almost to approaching Highway 370, a little bit north of St. Charles Rock Road. A new accident now on the ramp from northbound 270 to eastbound 44 has that ramp partially blocked. They're still also working with the accident southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. You had the left lane blocked, and then a little further ahead, it looks like they've moved that second accident off to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up almost to Big Bend now. Eastbound 70, you're running slow from Hanley all the way in through Salisbury, and actually it goes to the Edward Jones Dome. And then on westbound 40, you're slow from Kings Highway through Clayton Skinker, again from Ballas out through Mason. A couple slow pockets at the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. St. Louis Bread Company's new Fontina grilled cheese and creamy tomato soup is the perfect pick two pairing for holiday comfort and joy. St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live, we'll preview the holiday lights at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, go live via Skype to Dealey Plaza in Dallas to remember JFK, and a Smithsonian Museum director will join us live in studio. Plus, David Blaustein with movies and Scott Sherman as well. Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you're hosting a company Christmas party or wedding, nothing gets the crowd going better than live entertainment. The best source for live entertainment for many years is and continues to be Bob Cuban Entertainment. Bob Cuban has performed everywhere from presidential fundraisers to father-daughter banquets. Their spectrum of musical expertise ranges from the big bands and 50s to the 60s and 70s. The 80s and 90s, and even the music of today. Bob Cuban Entertainment can provide the live band to make it an event to remember. Give them a call at 636-532-0788. That's 636-532-0788. Or see their website at bobcuban.com. That's Bob, K-U-B-A-N.com. The Bob Cuban Band, providing live entertainment to make your event truly memorable.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Can I help you?
I was wondering if your company does solar.
Solar?
Solar, as in getting energy from the sun.
Oh, sure, we do solar.
So, tell me about your qualifications.
Well, we're always willing to try anything.
I should have gone to G2 Power.
Don't trust your solar installation to out-of-towners, wannabes, hobbyists, or the kid down the street. Call the local pros at G2 Power. Online at G2Power.com. They have 8 years of experience in the Midwest, and because they're local, they stand behind their products and service what they sell and install. G2 Power is known for honesty, integrity, efficiency, and careful cleanup after the job is done. The sunshine is free, but utility costs are going up, so now's a good time to go solar to save some serious cash. And G2 Power won't send some pushy guy to take your money, then run for the border.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
For solar power and solar water heaters, call locally owned and operated G2 Power at 314-839-1609. That's 314-839-1609. Or go to G2Power.com.
Looking for a primary care practice? Innovare Health Advocates is the answer. At Innovare, you will have a close, personal relationship with your doctor. Your Innovare doctor will take time to learn about you to better your health. Dr. Heather Saavedra.
I like the philosophy here, spending more time with patients, getting to know patients better, like you would take care of a family member.
If you're changing your Medicare Advantage plan this open enrollment season, ask your agent for one of the caring doctors at Innovare Health Advocates and experience the difference.
There's certain plans that lend themselves to being able to take care of a person and their health a lot better.
They are both very professional and very interested in you.
Innovare has 5 offices in the St. Louis area. Go to InnovareHealth.com or call 314-696-6419. Dr. Chuck Willie.
It is healthcare the way it ought to be, and in many respects, healthcare the way it used to be.
Choose Innovare Health Advocates, 314-696-6419.
What can you find at Parktown Audi? Award-winning vehicles like the Audi A6, ranked number one of all the luxury cars sold in America. The luxury compact Audi A5 is also number one in this category. The Q7 picked up the award in the luxury category, and the Audi A7 finished at number 3, ahead of Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, or Cadillac. Award-winning vehicles at an exemplary dealer. Family-owned Parktown Audi, now in their 40th year at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Discover the Parktown difference.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 106th annual Turkey Day Game. And it's all right here, exclusively on KTRS. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins at 10 with Martin Kilcoin broadcasting live from Kirkwood High. At 11, Tim Powers joins him and play-by-play coverage of the game begins at noon. Brought to you by Parktown Audi, Lou Allen's Pub, and the Big 550, KTRS.
Is this Fooling Around and Fell in Love, Elvin Bishop? Yeah! Every once in a while I nail it. You know how I did that? I was psychic. From, I could see without seeing it, because it's in the machine, the actual CD. That's a power I have. Welcome back as we celebrate the death of Sylvia Brown. Back to the phones we go. Thursday's the day we get to talk to lots of people. I love that. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Orson, you're a very patient guy. Thank you for waiting. How are you?
Fine, and I am AM and a PM.
Thank you, Orson. Hallelujah. Not every day we talk to an Orson. Not every day we talk to an Orson.
Well, Orson, well, my father's in the road.
How can we help you?
Speaking about the gullibility of the poor and the desperate, gullibility of the poor African American and all. We have a BET American network.
Yes.
We have a BET network from midnight to about 6 a.m., 7 days a week. They have these huckster preachers on there just taking advantage.
Yeah.
I won't even mention their names. I won't.
No, you know what? I don't care if you mention their names. I can't stand those people.
Well, one of the most prominent is Peter Popoff.
Peter Popoff?
Yeah.
That sounds like a porn star.
It does.
Well, 60 Minutes, about a decade ago. 60 Minutes did an expose. He's one of these guys who tell you to send in $10. He'd send you a prayer cloth, and he'd pray for you. And they caught him dumping the mail.
They caught Robert Tilton doing that, too. They did one of those great undercover hidden camera things, and they caught people not even reading the prayer request, just slitting the things, taking the money out, and throwing the envelopes in the trash. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but after this guy had been busted, and a decade ago, he's still going strong. And I hate to say that, seems like for some reason, my people are just maybe... It's just the illiteracy or semi-literacy or the desperation for healing or for a miracle due to various physical and mental ailments that...
Well, you know what, Orson, I know exactly what you're saying, because let's just be real here. Who are the most gullible and the most likely to respond? The poor, the uneducated, the elderly, okay? And these people know exactly who to go after.
Yeah, it's insidious, and it wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the fact that when they're soliciting these funds, allegedly in the name of religion, they don't even invoke the Lord's name, or maybe once every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, then they'll just throw in the name Jesus, you know, like the Lord told me this. No, he did not.
So, Orson, let me ask you a question, and I know the answer to this. Would it make any difference at all or do any good as a black man if you wrote to them and said, hey, I'm personally insulted, but, and you know what? The answer is no, it wouldn't matter.
No, the bottom line is the networks are reaping in a huge financial windfall. Yep. Otherwise, they'd be doing infomercials from midnight to 6 a.m., and I'm certain that these religious charlatans are paying a premium price to get on these networks 7 days a week like this.
You bet they are.
Well,
and if you pay the man, if you pay the station, you can put any kind of crap you want on there.
That's obvious. I will abbreviate my comments because I know other people are waiting to get on here. I enjoy your show, and I enjoy what you're doing with Sylvia Brown. It's fantastic.
Thank you,
Frank.
Thank you, Orson.
Have a good day.
I enjoy what you're doing to Sylvia Brown. What a great comment. Yeah, well, I'm enjoying it, too, I'll tell you that. Tom is up. Hello, Tom.
Well, afternoon, a.m. and p.m.
Thank you, Tom. Hallelujah. What's up?
Frank, I have a joke, and seeing that you're as the psychic that you are, I bet you I just have to say a few words, and you probably know the punchline.
Well, we're going to find out. Hang on here. He has a joke. Hang on here. Holy cow. Okay, go right ahead there.
The title of the joke is Morning Sex.
Okay.
She was standing in the kitchen.
Now, wait, you're reading this joke.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Right, go ahead.
It was sent to me in an email.
Okay. Right,
she was
ahead.
Standing in the kitchen preparing our usual soft-boiled eggs and toast for breakfast, wearing only the T-shirt that she normally slept in. As I walked in, almost awake, she turned to me and said softly, "You've got to make love to me this very minute." My eyes lit up, and I thought, I'm either still dreaming or this is going to be my lucky day. Not wanting to lose the moment, I embraced her and then gave it my all right there on the kitchen table. Afterwards, she said thanks, and she returned to the stove, her T-shirt still around her neck. Happy but a little puzzled, I asked, "What was that all about?" She explained, "The egg timer's broken."
3 minutes.
Oh, wasn't that bad?
No, it wasn't that bad. I know the joke. I don't tell the joke because it's not bad. It's just not. We have a certain caliber joke that qualifies for the Playhouse. We gave you the rim shot.
Okay.
It's funny. It's cute. But it's not hilarious. But it's
no,
not,
I know.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not
bad.
Like what you do in the Playhouse, but well, I just thought you might get a kick out of it.
Well, I would have gotten a bigger kick out of it if I weren't married and know that that's not true. It makes it sound like marital sex is just boom, done and over. And I think those of us who are in wedded bliss know that's just not true. But I appreciate that you made that contribution, Tom.
Okay, thanks for your reply.
Thank you. Tom got a big kick.
Yeah,
out
he
of
did.
It. I think that's the first time we've had a joke literally like read, you know. And he said, with a smile, "Why don't you come?" Let's see. Mary, I think, is next. Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm in the PM, Frank.
Of course you are. Of course you are. What can we do for you?
I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us because we are.
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
I have a question. Every morning when it gets cold and the windows on the car are iced over,
yeah,
I turn the defrosters on. And I have a rear defroster.
Mm-hmm.
The rear defroster gets the ice off the window really fast. The front window, it doesn't. Why don't they make cars that have the same kind of defrosters in the back as the front?
Actually, they do. The rear has electrical. It's an electric heater. It has heated lines, and it's quicker because once you hit the button and you shoot electricity and heat those wires up, it defrosts that window quicker than air, which, by the way, in the front has to warm up as the car warms
up.
Yeah,
you'd have to have lines on the windshield,
it
as fast.
Well, yes and no. There have been cars, and I don't have the model numbers in front of me. You could look it up. But if you go searching and Googling, you'll find they have made cars, and there are still some with an option of an electric windshield. But I'm with you. I don't know why that's not standard. There has to be a reason. Either it's outrageously expensive, but if you can do it in the back, why can't you do it in the front?
Exactly.
And the lines would be unacceptable, but I know, and maybe it's a federal law that says you cannot have any, even the tiniest of lines, because maybe if the sun hits it a certain way, it would obscure your visibility. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But there have been heated windshields, there have. But I think the reason is all about obscuring vision in certain conditions.
Okay, so that's what I needed to know. Thank you very much.
All right, well, we've done it again. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have had to say that. The seniors should have.
Where were you, girls? Where were you?
On the way, Bill Cleveland. And he may or may not have anything about Sylvie Brown. We'll find out together. Ballast Dental Care has an open invitation to you, through me, to become a patient there. Been there 40 years. It was 40 years in, I'm going to say April or May of this year. That's about when it was in 1973 that a co-worker said, well, here's my dentist. You might find, you might like him. And boy, that was an understatement. 40 years later, I still go there. Ballast Dental Care. Go clean your teeth and x-ray your teeth and pull your teeth, whatever needs to be done. It's a dental clinic. And I love it when I hear these dentist commercials and they talk about some piece of equipment they have. They have all that equipment at Ballast Dental Care. They have every late, great, state-of-the-art, whatever. The people. Like anything else, you buy a car a second time at the same dealership, Landoff, because of the way you were treated, because of the people. Same thing with a dental clinic, only it's even more important because they know this is not something you really want to do, but you need to do. And if you haven't been for a while, my invitation still stands. Ballast Dental Care, you will not be sorry you made this decision. Okay, the longer you wait, the worse that mouth's going to get. Get it taken care of and keep it that way. Ballast Dental Care, corner Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now, and here's Tim Wiley.
I really feel sorry for drivers on Highway 270. Yesterday, they had to endure all that long jam on northbound 270. Now on southbound 270, still working with that accident at Tesson Ferry that's got the left lane blocked. And it looks like a parking lot right now approaching Manchester all the way through Tesson Ferry before it opens up. Got a new accident on northbound 55 near Potomac, and it looks like the left center lane is blocked. Also on northbound 170, you're slow from just about the Rock Road all the way up through Highway 270. Eastbound 270, working with that accident midway between McDonald and Lindbergh. The right lane is blocked. You're backed up to a little bit north of St. Charles Rock Road. Got a new accident, Highway 141 at Vance. Then we're looking at southbound 55. You've got some slow pockets from... looks like Gasconade down through Cronelette and then from Union to Lindbergh. Pretty solid there. On westbound 40, it's the usual stop-and-go traffic approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. You're heavy from Lindbergh out through Mason, then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Some slow stretches there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Great Mizzou Tigers are hot. And they're here on KTRS. Saturday, the Tigers head to Oxford, Mississippi to take on Ole Miss.
Tiger fans are looking forward to visiting the Grove at Ole Miss this weekend. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me.
Coverage begins at 4:45. Kickoff is at 6:45.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thousands of members are saving each year with auto insurance through AAA. You could save up to $369. Compare our rates with State Farm, Farmers, even Allstate. With AAA, you're more than a policyholder. You're a member. And members get more. For your free quote, call 877-222-7081. AAA. So easy. So smart. So switch. AAA Insurance underwritten by affiliate AAA Insurers. AAA membership requires a separate annual payment. $369 is the average savings from a June 2013 multi-state survey of those switching to AAA.
Go see Broadway Ford Truck Centers for all your commercial truck needs. They're also a business preferred network dealer. Visit them at BroadwayTruck.com or at their location just off of Broadway.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, of course, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and PM cab company. Download the app, STL Taxi. It's free. Great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill? Thanks for that text about Sylvia Brown. Thank you.
I heard about Sylvia Brown. I could not have texted you any faster than I did last night. I knew you'd be happy to hear that.
I slept well, yeah.
All right. Well, Kanye West released a new music video that shows him on a motorcycle with a naked Kim Kardashian.
What?
Yeah, it's a really beautiful, beautiful hog, and the bike looks pretty nice, too.
Oh, good one. Good one.
And Representative Trey Riddell, I believe is his name, he pleaded guilty to cocaine possession. A typical politician, he claimed he was just trying to further relations with Latin America.
Maybe he was.
New study finds that a mother's diet can affect her baby's allergies, which means only one thing. My mom apparently ate cats.
I thought that was funny.
And finally, this afternoon.
Mom ate cats. He's allergic to cats.
I only say that because I know she doesn't listen to me. We did finally, okay, the former president of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, may actually be released from prison pretty soon. Experts say Mubarak is worth upwards of $70 billion.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah, they say he made most of that money by switching to Geico.
Oh.
Yeah, most of that money. Yeah, made a lot of money. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
$70 billion. Can't even conceive. Oh, well. Hey, don't go away. We have a great psychic joke for you in the Playhouse. 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's never happened.